Opening bell on Wall Street. Bad start once again today. The Dow is down 440 points. S&P is down 73. We'll see if we'll have a repeat of yesterday when things just went absolutely nuts. And the Dow was down 1,000 points at one point, but rebounded and ended up 101 points at the closing bell. It's now time for our stock and business update, sponsored by Cetera Advisor Networks. And with us from Cetera is our buddy Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, more on that wild day just yesterday. I mean, we're seeing global tensions because of the Ukraine and Russia and the U.S., Fed Reserve meeting again, and rate hikes are in the picture. Investors are not loving tech stocks anymore. Should investors just kind of sit on the sidelines right now until things calm down a little bit?
Yes, it seems like these markets kind of abnormal. Because we're not in Kansas anymore, the Wizard of Oz. But Bob, you know what I call this? The inefficient market hypothesis. You know, Wall Street always talks about how efficient markets are. They would say today, sit it out. Maybe you should think about the Chinese symbol for crisis, which is also the symbol for you know what.
Well, crisis and opportunity are the same symbol, right? Do you see the opportunity with this market correction and geopolitical risks?
Yes, investors have got to be concerned, you know, what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. Is there going to be invasion? Even China with Taiwan. And will the Fed make a policy mistake this week? And will Washington try to get out of its gridlock? And will inflation continue to rise?
Well, it doesn't sound like anyone has a lot of answers right now.
For sure, one of the answers we have is that inflation will continue to rise no matter what the Fed does. All this talk from the Fed this week is just basically the high misguided policies that the agency has embarked on decades ago. And, Bob, you know what? The roosters have come home to roost.
Can the Fed just raise interest rates like they did in the 80s and fix this inflation super cycle, at least begin to deal with it? But then again, raising interest rates, won't that slow the economy and get more money to be more valuable? In the 80s, gold and silver plummeted and savers were rewarded with higher returns.
Right. Under normal circumstances, that would be true, but these are not normal times. Again, now, Bob, we're at $29 trillion in debt and headed to $30 trillion. Again, our investors out there could go to the debtclock.org, usdebtclock.org, and see that we're ticking up to that $30 trillion mark. You see this pandemic, we see that the Fed's talking about tapering. But if you go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, go to the resource center, and you can click on the Fed balance sheet. And now, Bob, we're at approaching $9 trillion in money printing. So basically, the Fed's going to basically taper off, print a little less money, but they're still going to crank out the printing presses. And that runaway money train has already left the station. You know, things are that way they are.
Yeah, and we're back to the Chinese symbol, where you can either see crisis or opportunity. So tell us how these abnormal markets, with all of this political and economic turmoil going on right now, can be good for investors.
Well, you know, day of reckoning is coming for Washington. Again, whether they like it or not, they can't print themselves into prosperity. We know that. We know that the modern monetary theory was just old wine, old Keynesian sour vinegary wine, and it didn't work in the 70s, Bob, and it wouldn't work today. Again, they try to exercise a quick fix as our policymakers want to come to the rescue, but they don't realize that government interventionists are the problem. So government's the problem in intervening into the economy. We don't realize that we need to basically have a laissez-faire economy. There's no way easy to make money, and it doesn't matter if you're a trillionaire headed to the moon or, Bob, you're buying cryptocurrency with no backing. Cryptocurrency is kind of made out of thin air. You know, if it sounds too good to be true, you know what it is.
Yeah, it's probably not true. So where are the opportunities?
Same place we've been talking all year, the necessities of life, energy, food, commodity-based investments, precious metals. Last week, gold was up $30 an ounce. Silver was up, almost 4%. So watch these metals. They're indicators of the truth. The more Washington talks, these metals keep going up. Precious metals act like a lie detector. And the more we become disgusted and disappointed with our leaders, the prices will continue to rise. Gold and silver act as public opinion polls. And, Bob, you know what the price is saying? It's saying we don't believe what Washington is telling us.
All right, so the opportunity is in the metals. How can our listeners reach you and your team and learn more how to navigate everything that's going on right now?
Well, these normal times that we are experiencing, give us a call here at Cetera. You can reach us at 505-828-4068 or go to our website to learn more at myfinancialsense.com. And lastly, I'll mention securities and advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, you guys have a great day today, and try to stay warm.
Okay, thank you very much, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week.